Welcome to the fourth episode of Bleed Green, the co-curricular podcast at Gordon School. It was a pleasure to listen to the third episode by the drama department and learn about their passion on and off the stage. I look forward to Jaws the Musical being performed at Gordon School. And of course, with it being the summer term, the Summer Arts Festival will be upon us very soon. And I'm sure there's more to come from that in the next episodes. Today, we're on sport again. I'm joined by Mr. King. Mr. King, how are you?
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. And I hope everyone had a nice Easter, and it's good to be back for our third edition, sir, as popular as they are.
Absolutely. This episode is all about life after Gordons. And we're delighted to be joined by four Year 13 students who have taken different routes through sixth form, are then going on different journeys after school as well. We've got with us Sarah, who is one of our elite golfers, who has gone through the BTECs at Gordons and is going to have a scholarship at South Carolina University in America. We're also joined by Nathan, who also chosen to do BTECs for sixth form and is off to the University of Nottingham Trent to do sport and exercise science and has an offer there, and also possibly the University of Stirling. Alistair Reid is also joining us, one of our rugby scholars, who has had an offer from University of Loughborough to do maths and sport and exercise science. He's hoping to get his three A's to get into that course. And last but never least, we're joined by Alex, another one of our elite golfers, who has done three A levels at Gordon School and is going to Cleveland State in Ohio, USA this summer to carry on her golf career. So guys, firstly, thank you so much for joining us. We're looking forward to learning a lot about you, a lot about what you've done for sixth form, the different routes you've chosen, and of course, what you plan to do next. And I'm sure lots of the younger students who have listened to this, you'll give them some inspiration on what they might want to do. So firstly, without further ado, how is everyone's Easter holidays and easing out of lockdown? Alex and Sarah, back on the golf courses, they opened up. Has it been good to be back out there, back training?
Yeah, playing every day.
Good. And Alex, where are you a member at?
Fox Hills.
Fox Hills, so where are we playing? So you've been out there on the course every day?
Yeah.
Very good.
So you hitting them well?
Rough at first, but we've gotten back into it. I got you so used to like putting on the carpet.
Can I tell you about a story there? Talk about being rough at first in your first round. I played on Thursday with Mr. Harrison. And you might tell Mr. Harrison that he's actually been on the course an awful lot, given his brown face. Otherwise, it's either that or a sunbed. But considering I haven't played for a very long time, Alex, you have a little story. I was on the first hole and I've shanked it right. I laid it up nicely on the 18th fairway for when I come home later on in 3 hours' time. It wasn't impressed. I think Mr. Harrison actually turned away and just walked off away from me. So I was pretty disappointed.
That's quite impressive.
Yeah, but why do you think that happened, Alex? You know, I've been hitting a lot of cricket balls. Why have I shanked it right, do you think?
Isn't the 18th, like, straight in front of you?
Yeah, all right.
So that's a shank.
There's a little starter's hat there. He bent it around the starter's hat.
It's tragic.
Past the putting green where people are practising, to the 18th, I was head down and carrying on
walking. At Fox Hills or West Hill?
No, at West Hill.
Oh, yeah. That's impressive. I'm surprised you didn't hit anyone.
Another time, I did play a 1-2 off of a garden fence as well. I mean, it was a good 1-2, you know, as they go. And it came back quite a way. So all in all, it's probably not in my muscle memory that round. But I know you've given me some advice in class this week, Alex, and much appreciated. Can I just say also, just whilst we're here, and sir's introduced, but how good it is all of you, obviously, as head of PE, of done so well in your A-levels and your BTECs, and obviously moving into sports science at university, or whatever you want to do, is very exciting for us all. And I know you've been great ambassadors for Keep Stage 5 sport and PE here. So massive, massive congratulations from me.
Ali, I have been following you a little bit on Twitter, or maybe your family more. I do know that you like to have a family cook-along sometimes. I've seen a few of them. I think homemade pizza is the favourite one. Has that happened over Easter? Do you have, like, imagine I could see a little Easter egg hunt maybe around, or sort of like a nice Easter roast for you guys, was it?
Yeah, we had a nice Easter roast. We had a nice little Easter egg hunt. That came out of nowhere. I was half asleep. My mum goes, "Oh, you gotta find the eggs." And I was just like, "Oh boy." Yeah, now in the first lockdown, we had a big cook along. I learned how to make brownies and the katsu curry. That was brilliant. Oh no, it was lovely. Oh, brilliant. Would recommend.
That's a very good dish to be able to make, a katsu curry.
Big, your favourite, sir, isn't it?
Big fan of that one. So, yes, I think you made homemade pizzas as well at one point, didn't you?
Yeah, I think we did. Let's just rolled out some dough. We made everything. Apple crumbles, brownies. Yeah, no, everything.
Nate, can you compete with this? How was your Easter?
Oh, well, it was pretty good. We did have an Easter egg hunt, and we lost one of the eggs, though. And Mum found it in her shoe the day we were leaving to come back to boarding school.
Love that.
No one's taking that, are they? No one's having that one. 2 weeks in a shoe, no one wants that.
that that was binned straight away.
Who won the Easter egg hunt? I can imagine quite a competitive household.
I think Amy just beat Dad, but Dad was shoving us out the way to try and get there. So I think it was quite competitive between the two of Amy and Dad, but Amy definitely won.
A lot of contact going on. Easter egg hunt physical. Very good. Definitely. Kingy, how was your Easter, mate?
For me, my Easter was very good, mate. Very good indeed. Lots of cricket training, actually, I must be honest with you. Lots of cricket training, lots of time with the children. They had lots of athletics and hockey clubs still going on, so it was always nice. A couple of rounds of golf, mate, but kind of like a race for my memory, as I mentioned earlier. But just nice to be back socialising with people, wasn't it? And I think seeing your friends and obviously the weather did help towards the second week.
Brilliant.
I know you did spend every day on the golf course, so...
I played a lot of golf when it was allowed to. It was just, yeah, nice weather. I missed it. It was good to get out there. And I think it kills two birds, one stone. You get to see your friends as well at the same time. And you get to have a chat with them and play some golf. So, it's not a bad way to spend your afternoon and morning. So, yeah, very enjoyable.
The weather was lovely. It was brilliant. It being light till like 8 in the evening, I had training at Effingham with the men's team, and it was brilliant because we didn't have to use the floodlights at all, and we just got like the sleds out and we were doing fitness, and then like on the other side of the field we were doing games. It was brilliant.
Yeah, it makes a massive difference. The lighter mornings, lighter evenings. Completely agree. Yeah, I think it just raises morale and sort of spirits just having that light mornings, light evenings. Right, well, let's get on to second topic of getting to know you guys. And we're just going to go through Mr. King's special round in a minute of questions, and good luck with those. And then we're going to talk a little bit about what Blue Green means to you at Gordon School. But firstly, I'm just going to lighten the mood with a little bit of a joke. Your challenge was a little joke. So, ladies first. I can see Sarah is sort of smiling here, so I think she's got a joke. So, Sarah, hit us with your joke, please.
I'm smiling because I'm waiting to hear Alex's joke.
I'm going to be honest, sir. I haven't got one. I'm just looking through Google now. But that
you've got to pretend to laugh because I kind of struggle with this one.
Right, Mr. Holmes can drop in some sort of laughter after your jokes. We'll have a pause before we laugh so we can drop in some laughter and we'll laugh. Don't panic. Go.
Okay. Did you hear about the claustrophobic astronaut? He just needed a little space.
Yes, sir.
Good. Nate, let's go. What have you got?
So my friend thinks he's smart, so he told me that the onion is the only food that makes you cry. So I threw a coconut at his face.
Mr. King, anything to come back with?
Not really. So I just thought, a very simple one. You should have got a couple of golfers on. Why'd they have two pairs of trousers? Because they get a hole in one.
That was terrible.
I love that. That's great. Okay, ready? Two fish in a tank. One turns to the other one and says, how do you drive this thing?
Yes. Good.
I think actually, talking about lockdown, when it eased, I was in Camberley yesterday, walking through the high street, saw a shop, charity shop, and a TV in the window, and it said, volume stuck on high, £1. I thought, can't turn that down.
Yeah.
This has become more of a comedy show than a green podcast.
I'm going to look at Alex, you ready? Or is it a moment past?
I've just found a joke. It's terrible. But why did the M&M go to school?
I don't know.
It wanted to be a Smartie.
Oh. Yes. The best one. Right, before we dive into Mr. King, we're just going to go quickly to Blue Green and what it means. So I'm going to open the floor and just have a little chat about what does Blue Green mean to you guys? All of you are playing at such a high level, a represented first team, have gone beyond the gates of Gordon School to play and are hopefully looking to carry on when you go to university or across the pond to the States. So what does it mean to you guys? And don't mind you jump in here. What does it mean?
For me, it means playing for the badge. You're essentially going on the pitch, and well, for rugby like me and Ali, going onto pitch and representing the school through performing not only on the pitch, also sidelines and on the way there, behaving to the standard of Gordon School students. So when we went to play at the Stoop, just performing at our best and being presentable on our way there, and when we leave, cleaning up the change room after we're done, leaving it in the state we arrived at, and just playing for the badge, really, representing.
No, just staying with Ali, do you think that's quite a nice summary?
Yeah, I think Nathan summed it up. I'd also say just like having the badge that you wear when you represent the school meaning something to you. Like, it means something different for everyone, but you need to find that meaning, that personal meaning that it means to you. So you're willing to fight for the school. Like you go out, you go into battle with your friends, especially for rugby. We go into battle as a team. We all need to know what we're fighting for. We're all fighting for the same thing.
And do you think that could be a different thing? So from obviously drama had the last episode, it could be, you could still be green on the stage and be part of that choir, be part of the backstage crew, part of the cast, and all have that one focus and still be doing that for Gordon School.
Of course, yeah. It's just the passion to represent yourself and the people around you in the best way possible.
You two are going to university in England, okay, to read sports science. Do you feel like maybe Gordon's, I mean, Nathan, you've been here longer than Alistair, obviously. Do you feel like Gordon's has implemented you to want to go sports science route in terms of the extracurricular programme and the bleed green aspect and obviously the academic side? Or do you think you've done sports science anyway?
No, definitely. It's definitely had a huge influence, especially on me, because I've been here since year seven. And I've been playing for the same school for about 7 years almost.
Yeah.
And it's been a huge influence on my decision on what I wanted to do.
Of course, and you're quite a nice story, Nathan, as well, because you didn't do GCSE PE either, for the academic side. You've just done BTEC Sport and you've gone on to do sports science at university. So I think that's a really good stepping stone that you don't have to do that. You can always, you know, catch it on the end. But I know you too. And Alistair, same question.
I think I've always been drawn to sports science. Like since GCSE, I've always just been pulled to PE. I've always enjoyed it and clicked with it. But I think since coming to Gordon's, I've just found like that different passion towards it that's made me want to take it even further, especially the physiology side of things. I love how sports apply to biology and maths and biomechanics and how movement occurs. That's been something that's really been pulled out of me since coming to Gordon's. And being surrounded by an environment that's full of so much sport, like there's everything that is offered here, from horse riding to swimming to golf to football, is brilliant. Yeah.
Ladies, obviously, I don't want to say golf is an individual sport because obviously the Ryder Cup, massive event.
Yeah.
That it isn't just about the individual, but how do you feel Bleed Green has come across your sort of pathway? Maybe let's say individual athlete.
Yeah, to me, it means proving to myself to never give up, playing through rain, wind and snow, and to really be the best version of myself as well as the school. You know, like Nathan and Alistair said, representing Gordon's, you should be so proud of that and not just feel like you're wearing a badge, because it's so much more than that. And the network around has really uplifted and made Gordon so much a better school.
And do you think, you know, around the badge, those parts, is that's the early morning training, the late night training, maybe eating the right food, or it could be going on to the, you know, the musicians, the practicing, the rehearsals, the travelling to a concert, the learning the lines, it's those sort of things that you go around the wearing of the badge.
Yeah, exactly. You've got, say, tea time at 7 a.m. You know, you've got to be on the range at 6. It's motivating yourself to get up and driving yourself to not just being there and hitting a club. It's actually making it efficient and just being the best that you can be.
Alex, any thoughts on that? And then we'll head to Nathan.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of made golf like a team sport. Like, you're not just playing for yourself. Like, you're playing for Gordon's. And, like, the golf team is a great team. We all get on and have fun. So, yeah, it's kind of made golf like a more team sport instead of individual.
Oh, yeah, and with that, all of us being as, I know it's an individual sport, but we all travel to the golf course. We all participate. You know, when we play against other schools, we go out in four balls. And we all want the best for each other. And practicing together has made us all a better player because we're more competitive playing games.
Oh, that's nice to hear. Thank you. Nathan?
Yeah, I just had something to say about just hopping on, I think what you said, Ms. Anderson, about the extra training is that I think it also helps having your coaches believe in you and like wanting to push you and then pushing you because they know you can do your best and they know the potential that you have, which also especially for me, it helps push me to do more and motivate myself, which also helps Bleed Green.
Yeah, I think the coaches and staff have to also show those traits and believe in the process, the journeys that you guys are going on to help you go from the start through and beyond your potential. And so it's really important that it's not just the students Bleed Green, but the whole community Bleeds Green and understands what that means and goes around it. Brilliant, guys. Right then, Mr. King.
Yes, I'm ready. Right, eagerly awaited. Just a few general questions, and I might be a little bit more specific to you in person, just regards to your sport. So just very get to know me, just a quick either or game. Okay, you're going to get 8 questions each. All right, and just very off your tongue. First thing that comes in your head, either or. All right, so we start with Nathan because he's first on my camera. Okay, Nathan, you ready?
Yeah.
Pepsi or Coke?
Pepsi.
Cake or pie?
Cake.
Pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes.
Are you a saver or a spender?
Wait, would you say that? Nothing.
A saver or a spender?
Saver.
Bagels or muffins?
Muffins.
Do you prefer radio or TV?
TV.
James Bond or Jason Bourne?
Jason Bourne.
Are you a spa man or a gym man?
Gym man.
Gym man, very good. Sarah, here we go. Chinese or Italian?
Chinese.
Are you a dancer or a singer?
Neither.
Do you rather money or fame?
Money.
Money. Cool. Do you call people or text people?
Cool.
Very good. You prefer fish or steak?
Steak.
Flip-flops or trainers?
Trainers.
Do you rather have an apartment or a house?
House.
Do you prefer firemen or policemen?
Firemen.
Cool. Right, Alistair, are you an early bird or a night owl?
Early bird.
Fruit or vegetables?
Fruit.
Sunrise or sunset?
Sunrise.
First, spicy or mild?
Mild.
Jack potato or chips?
Chips.
Audis or BMWs?
BMWs.
Ooh. Hot tub or a bath?
Hot tub.
Trousers or shorts?
Trousers.
Okay, last one, Alex. Winter or summer?
Summer.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Peanut butter or jelly?
Jelly.
You prefer a truth or a dare?
Depends. Ooh. Who I'm playing with. It could be better.
favourite one of mine, Superman or Batman?
Oh, Superman.
Yeah, it's good. A Mars or a Twix?
Twix.
You prefer art or music?
Art.
Shower or bath?
Shower.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for that.
Environment. Let's go.
Yep, environment. Alex, we'll get to know a bit about your, I love my psychology and a bit about more your mindset. Alex and Sarah, you're 150 yards out, and I always have this dilemma. 150 yards out from the pin, what's your mindset?
Just thinking through what I need to know. So, like, I go through, like, the club, depending on the lie, the wind, the, like, the flag position, the hull, everything. Like, just my mind's not racing, but, like, there's a lot of information going through.
Information processing, good. And you don't just go to it and whack it, no?
Oh, no. Practice swings as well. You've got to stand behind it, think about it, and then you do a practice swing, and then you've got to, like, forget everything and just...
Okay, but a great 150. What are you thinking, Sarah? 150 out. What? Where's your go-to club?
For every shot I do, I set myself 5 questions, which is basically what Alex has gone through, and I have a set routine.
Yeah.
So laser, 2 practice swings, stand behind the ball, visualising as well. That's a key one.
Yeah.
But also where you're going to aim the ball, because 150 yards, it's a bit in between where you go to the flag or in the middle of the green.
So did you visualise your first shot going on the 18th green at West Hill?
Yeah.
Bit more visualisation needed.
Sarah, sorry, the 5 questions, is that the laser, the practice?
No.
Are the questions, or are they personal to you?
They're personal to me, but Alex's might be different, but they're sort of, so it's the yardage, bounce, lie, wind, how far you've got in.
Okay. You're just trying to take into consideration the whole environment.
I don't forget anything.
It must be quite similar to kicking the ball in rugby, considering you kick off a tee in rugby, obviously, it's exactly the same sort of process. You're there, you visualise it going through. I think Johnny Wilkinson, you visualise it going, hitting a poke can out of someone's hand in the crowd. That was, he visualised the ball going all that way. Similar for you then, Ali?
I was just thinking that. The kicking off a tee and kicking off, because... You're both are kicks that need to be extremely accurate. Yeah, I make sure I've got the ball lined up at the right post. I'm taking my three steps back, 45 from the seam diagonal, and I'm looking through the post and I'm kicking out one tiny point beyond the post that I'm aiming for. And I'm visualising the ball hitting that and going towards that before looking down at where I'm going to strike the ball. And I always tell myself before, I put my hand on my chest and I need to keep my chest, because one thing I struggle with is I always like fall over the ball and it always ends up me hooking it around to the left. I keep my chest high and I keep my chin looking up to stop my body from collapsing over it. That's always something I do. So when I stand there, I'll just like run my hand up my chest, make a right angle at my chin, tap my chin up to make sure I'm keeping my body high.
Man,
it's quite a lot to think about just for one isolated closed skill.
It's tons, but after a while it just comes down to muscle memory. You just trust the process.
And Sarah, do you do that for every single shot? And Alex, do you do it every shot?
Yeah.
Maybe not
putts. Putts you don't need to as much, but it's like different. So putts you need to consider more, like, I suppose, like the grass, because like if it's thicker, it will run a lot slower. But yeah.
Cool.
Right then, on to the last topic, the final one about, and this is sort of the main one, the life of sixth form and life after, so the next chapter for you guys. Nathan, I'm going to come to you first. Just talk us through maybe what you're doing at the moment, and obviously you're hoping to head off to University of Nottingham Trent to do sport and exercise science.
Yeah, so came to year 12, decided I was going to do BTEC Sport and BTEC Business. They've both been really interesting, and I've thoroughly enjoyed BTEC Sport because I didn't do it for GCSE, so the first time I went in to do that sort of category. So I only knew a few things from playing rugby and then from biology and those lessons. So it was all fairly newish to me. And but I thoroughly enjoyed it. And that's what swayed my decision from, because I was going to go for an apprenticeship instead of going to uni. So that swayed my decision to then do uni and to go into the sports and exercise science section. But yeah, and then I'm just looking forward to going to uni. But I know COVID has affected time in sixth form a lot, which has been quite disappointing, because I was very looking forward to sixth form at Gordon's, because all the older years raved about it and loved it. So shame we that affected it, but I mean it wasn't in our control anyway. So
no. And so Nottingham Trent Sport and Exercise Science, what are you hoping for? What are you looking forward to about the next step?
I look forward to uni life, and I'm looking forward to doing that. So I've read up on it, and they're the place they have and the lectures that they do, it seems so interesting, because I've looked in their books that they offer, and I've got emails from them saying about the course, and it looks really good and really fun. Look forward to it.
And sports as well?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Carry on?
Yeah, definitely.
Ali, quick question for you, different one, but UCAS, how was the UCAS process? You know, because some people listen to this younger years thinking about, you know, what happens, how do you get to, you know, like, can you remember the UCAS process? How was it? Personal statements?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I would, if there's any young years listening, I would probably recommend just getting it done, getting it in as soon as possible, because I just tried to smash mine out, get it through it, put loads of time and effort into my personal statement, but early on, and it meant that I was sending my UCAS off very early, which meant I got all of my offers back within like a week, which was brilliant, because I've still got friends at other schools who sent theirs off later, and they're still waiting on offers coming back. And it's like, I've already got all of mine, I've made my decisions, I've put in my firm.
Was it Loughborough quite an easy option for you against the others that you...
It was for me, because I'm looking at doing... I want to pursue a career in rugby sevens.
Yeah.
And Loughborough can offer that to me better than any other uni, in my opinion. They're the only uni with a sevens programme. And they've got a good sevens program, and I love PE and I love maths, and it was the only place that could offer me both in one course.
I can remember interviewing for your sports scholarship interview here, and you mentioned there about your love and your passion for sevens, and obviously it's heartbreaking what's happened with the COVID and Roslyn Park. It's been cancelled the last 2 years for you guys, but I'm so pleased to hear that you're going to be able to go on to fulfil and keep on the pursuit for that sevens career. So that's great to hear. Have you an insurance choice, or in case Loughborough, or is that where you're setting your sights on?
Yeah, I'm setting my sights mainly on Loughborough, but in case I don't get the grades, I'm looking at going Leicester to do maths and actuarial sciences. But that's a backup. Yeah.
And you, and the obviously the final UCAS process there, you had time with your tutor to go through and look at over your personal statement and time to make sure the application process was smooth and efficient.
Yeah, tons of time. It was really smooth. I don't remember stressing over it that much at all. It was very just go with the flow, and it was done.
Fantastic. Excellent. Good. I'm glad that you were supported in those ways to fill that. I'm so pleased that obviously you got your five offers back as well, and good luck with the upcoming assessments. Right, Alex and Sarah, just another open to you guys. Obviously, very different. You're off to America, which is fantastic to pursue your goal and studies. I suppose the first one is, how did you get to be going to America? If I would say Alex first, then Sarah, how did you get there?
So I actually like heard about it by people older than us going to America. And then I suppose on Instagram, there's a lot of agents that get you there, basically. So I got in contact with some of them, met up with them. You do a little video, they get to know a bit about you. And then I've actually got like a web page where basically coaches just go on and find you. If they like you, they contact you. I suppose you get talking to them, and then if they offer you, you can take an offer.
So it's almost like a sort of, you make a profile up there and they can sort of, scouts can look on and take you from there. And Sarah?
Yeah, I was exactly the same as Alex. I think we both signed up with the same agent, so College Sport America. I've always known that I wanted to go to America ever since year 9, because I know the opportunities here for golf just isn't the same out there, because competing against the best girls, they're out in college in America. And I, same as Alex, so I signed up with them, did loads of videos and got talking with loads of coaches. One really struck my eye, so I'm going to Limestone University this August. And I really get on with the coach. Constantly WhatsApping him, he's WhatsApping me. My team, they've just won their 7th win this year, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Obviously, Alex, you went to the A-level route and said a BT. I know you do SATs for America, but has still have those sort of routes kept the doors open for you to be able to do and be successful to get to America?
On the page, they put your grades on, so I suppose it gives you a rough estimate of like your GPA.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the main important one, if you are thinking about going to America, is your SAT. Coaches really look at that because they can compare you from England to all around the world. So that's the main important one for coaches.
And you sit SATs back in November time, was it?
Yeah, you can sit them whenever, but it's better if you get it done earlier, because the coaches also like to look at your academic side. They're like just, it's like maths and English GCSE, but I think it's what they do in America on the last year of high school, I believe. So yeah, it's just a basic maths and English, basically.
Could you like be playing against each other next year when a couple of years to come in competitions out in America, do you think?
We could do. I think we're competing in different divisions, so we might run across each other, but I think our unis compete separately, so.
Are you tied into a contract, or did you finish the course? Is it done by performance? How are you assessed?
Yeah, so we signed a contract back in, was it October, November? The time, which states, so it states like your percentage of scholarship, but with my uni, they said they would never take it away. They would add to it if you performed well.
Okay.
And yeah, basically you have to commit to the university for at least, I think it was 1 or 2 years.
Yeah. You've been there yet to look around, or?
No, because of COVID, we couldn't visit. So I've just had like video.
And they assess with your transport, and they obviously find out accommodation for you. Is it very much?
Yeah. So there's on-site camp, or you can stay on campus, or I think at my university, the golf team get like a house off campus, which is still included in my scholarship. So they would pay towards that as well.
Fantastic.
Mine's a bit different. So I'm going to be staying on campus for, I have, every freshman has to stay on campus for year 1. And you also have to do a meal pack. So your meal is provided for you. But then after that, you can decide if you want a meal plan or not. And after year 3 and 4, you can move out of campus and live with flatmates.
You're obviously following Estelle Ingram out there and George Freer, who went out for football as well to California to play. So you're following a few students already gone on your footpaths as well, which is lovely. It's amazing, like, just speaking to you guys there and hearing how your different sixth formers, routes, sorry, in sixth form have led to different exit points. And it's great that
I suppose here at Gordon's, we have those opportunities to, whatever your passion is, even within sport as a passion, there's still lots of different avenues and different corridors that you can go down. Last quick question. Anyone think of having a gap year or going straight into a job, or was it all very much uni-based? And I suppose, ladies, for you, it was very much sport-based. But Nathan, you mentioned apprenticeship at one point, but was that before you knew about the BTECs?
Yeah, that was before BTEC. That was during the period straight after GCSEs, and I was just thinking about the next step, and I was like, oh, apprenticeship, because where I live, BAE Systems, because I did work experience there, they offered a really nice apprenticeship, and it was just a decision between that and uni. And then I started doing A-levels, and I really enjoyed the BTEC sport, and I just thought, that's what I want to do. That's for me.
So you had a gap year, didn't you, sir? Go on, tell us about your time.
I did, so I went to Sydney for a year. I went to Sydney to play cricket for a year when I was 18, yeah. Absolutely loved it.
Brilliant, was it? Did you go into a school?
Yeah, I worked in a school. I set me up with a school accommodation, and then I played for the local club, Bankstown, where the War Brothers play. So, yeah, it was very, very good. I recommend it to anyone if you get the chance.
Well, guys, thank you very much for coming and joining us. As I said a minute ago, fantastic to hear how your different routes have got you on your individual journeys, and that we're able to help you to reach the potential and get to your next chapter, because that's what we're here to do. We hope to get you beyond the Gordon's gates and onto the next bit. My main last point is, whatever happens, stay in touch, and you'll always be green. We're always here, and we love hearing about how Gordonians are getting on in the world, and how you carry on to inspire the generations that come through the Gordon School. So thank you very much. Thank you for joining us, and I look forward to seeing you guys soon. Thank you very much.